Malcolm Turnbull warned Angus Taylor against leading the Liberal Party further to the right by adopting populist or anti-immigration policies and rhetoric, saying that it will condemn the Liberal Party to further irrelevance. And as you've just noted, Angus Taylor effectively did that today by saying our borders have been opened to people who hate our way of life and that the door must be shut for some people. Is it clear to you, Tom, how the Liberals intend to win back teal seats, multicultural communities and women who've abandoned the party over successive elections?
Well, Angus Taylor was clear on the last question. He was asked about the need for the Liberals to win back women, a big part of their base that has increasingly been abandoning the party in the past couple of electoral cycles. He said that they needed to win back all their previous voters. He didn't have an answer particularly on women. But on the broader question of winning teal seats back and appealing to multicultural communities, I think it's going to be challenging. He's got a good message in terms of the Liberal heartland on things like tax reform, lower taxes, less regulation for business, but he faces a difficult challenge in appealing to voters who might otherwise be considering the teals if there is hardline language on things like immigration and especially on the environment. He actually called some of Labor's policies in the environmental space carbon taxes, which is a echo of the Tony Abbott era. And I think it'll be interesting to see if he continues to use that line. He suggested vehicle efficiency standards and moves to promote electric vehicle take-up in Australia were a carbon tax on transport, and suggested that there were carbon taxes being applied to homes and to families and all kinds of stuff. So that's going to be an interesting rhetorical area to watch with Angus Taylor, I think.
I wanted to ask you, Tom, about some of the remarks made by commentators who've suggested that Angus Taylor will have to watch out for Andrew Hastie. He made his leadership aspirations known. Could we be back here with another Liberal leadership spill?
I think it's possible. I mean, opposition is really difficult, and the polling for the Liberals and the Nationals is dire at the moment. Even Angus Taylor admits that clearly. I think if there isn't a turnaround in their position with voters in the opinion polls, if there is continued disunity and white-anting within the Liberal Party, it's possible that his position could come under challenge. I think some people in the Liberal Party are optimistic that Andrew Hastie could take a senior role in the opposition front bench, particularly in a domestic portfolio where he could build his experience over the rest of this term. But it's still 2 years to the next election, so it would be crazy to rule out more instability. Equally, it might be possible that the Conservative part of the party feels that their man is now in the top job and they want to unite behind him. I think there'll be a lot of encouragement for them to do that from party elders. Even Tony Abbott's been out today saying that it's time for everyone to get behind Angus Taylor as the leader. So, look, I think predictions in politics are a mug's game, but at their current political standing, it's going to be a very difficult task for Angus Taylor.
Well, Tom, we really appreciate you rushing into the studio there right out of that press conference with Angus Taylor. Thanks so much for your time.
Nor, thanks. It's been great to be with you.
That was political editor Tom McElroy. You can find more coverage on the Liberal leadership spill at theguardian.com. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Karishma Luthria. Sound design and mixing by Joe Koning. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story, and you can also leave us a review. I'm Noor Haidar. Thanks for listening.